Psalm 88, verses 9 through 12. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. I call to you, the psalmist writes, I call to you, Lord, every day I spread out my hands to you. Do you show your wonders to the dead? Do their spirits rise up and praise you? Is your love declared in the grave, your faithfulness and destruction? Are your wonders known in the places of darkness, or your righteous deeds in the land of oblivion? A lot of questions in this passage today. You know, for too long, we've approached prayer with pretense. We use formulas to make sure we get adoration before we move to confession and then thanksgiving and then supplication. I've used and taught the acronym ACTS, A-C-T-S, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. I've taught that many times. But you know what? God is not listening with a checklist, making sure we confess before we cry out. And through the Psalms, prayers are just from the heart, choked out between sobs and cries in the night. Today's prayer begins with a constant call and asks God four rapid-fire questions that can be summed up, God, how can I praise you if I am dead? I know we like things wrapped up in nice theological packages. We like five steps to get this done and six how-tos to get that done. But that's just not the way life works. Often the psalmist is still feeling the same pain at the end of his prayer that he felt at the beginning. And we're going to see in tomorrow's psalm, like many others, they end with more questions than answers. The issue is not getting all our questions answered. Many times the real issue is trusting God with our questions. So, Father, in this life, I'm not going to get all the whys answered, so please help me to trust you with my questions. In Jesus' name, amen.